TI-4FCM. TI-4FCM. Yes.
Mobile, anybody around this morning?
K4RM Mobile, how are you?
Yeah, man, 4IQ. We're doing pretty good, I hope you are. Sure is a pretty day out here.
It is. Yeah, I'm headed into the office. I think it's supposed to cool down tomorrow and over the weekend, so we'll welcome that.
Yeah, I'm ready for it. I think today it's supposed to get up to 91 or something like that. Last time I looked, that was a day or two ago. And then tomorrow, I think the high is supposed to be low 70s. And then it cools down to, from there for a few days. Anyway, that's good because my upstairs air conditioner is out. But it definitely has been a huge problem because I've got a fan down on the main floor blowing air up to the third floor, or I guess called the bedroom floor. And it's worked actually pretty good. I think yesterday the warmest it got upstairs was 72, which isn't bad. Anyway, we're headed for the pool this morning. Over.
I got you. Yeah, you were a little scratchy on a good bit of that. I got most of it. You going for your water aerobics, that's good. Yeah, I guess we get some fall weather coming in tomorrow, which will be good. It is that time of the year. I like fall, especially when you have the cool evenings, the cool mornings, and it'll, you know, get up during the day, but not beastly hot. My truck's showing 71 right now, which is not bad, but I think you're right. It's supposed to get pretty high today, and like it's been the last few days. But anyway, we'll welcome the cool weather. Hope your workout goes well.
I really do like being a pool. It just feels so good. And that's a heated pool, you know, and because we've got a bunch of old people in there, it's warmer than probably a lot of pools. Boy, sure does feel good, though. I'll be going to two sessions, and then I get a haircut. I got a haircut at 11 o'clock, and then I'm going to lunch with Kim and Carl at 11:30 over at Nemo's. So I won't get home till probably around 1:30. Over.
I'm kind of going down in a dip here on Highway 81, so I may get scratchy, but good deal. I understood you having lunch with that. Is that W4OSS, Kim?
Yes, it's Kim. And if I didn't have to look down at this radio, I would up my power, but that stretch I went through is always noisy. It's on East Georgia.
Thank you for like that. Last one.
Probably in only about 25-30% into the repeater. You know, a lot of it this time of the morning is propagation. And but I got most of what you said. And I'll tell Kim you said hello. I talk to him probably on the average, probably 3 or 4 times a week. He calls Annette at 7:30. There's probably 11-12 people that consistently check into it, and that I'm one of them. I'll check in maybe 2 or 3 times a week. Plus on Thursdays when I can, I try to go eat with him and Carl, W4RCW. So today's Thursday. Over.
Yeah, I don't know the other fellow that you mentioned, but I do know Kim. I think I told you when I was down in Greenwood, he came down one time to visit and look at my hex beam setup I had down there. That was around the time when he was, his wife was, you know, he was having to spend a lot of time caring for his wife, but I know that she's since passed. But anyway, he's a good fella. Well, I hope I'm getting a little better in the machine now. I'm getting in closer to Greenville. Am I any better?
Oh, quite 100% now. I should be better for a few minutes. You.
Well, say hello to Bill.
I wish I was about to jump in the pool. Nothing to keep you from coming over. By the way, I want to say condolences about your dad. I saw that on, I think it was, I'm not sure, Greer or the SCDXA website. So I know that's a hard thing to get past. So,
Daddy, he had a good long run. He's a good man. I played taps on my trumpet and didn't miss a note, so I was afraid of that. But it turned out pretty good. He always said for years, first thing he's going to do is ask the Lord, I want to see that river. So I bet he's standing beside that river.
I bet he is. I used to play taps when I was in high school for a lot of funerals. I mean, these are all where they had military honors, you know. And used to go to Gardner Webb. This is when I was in Shelby. And I played for a lot of funerals. I tell you, sometimes they kind of shake you up. You know? I can't say I never missed a note. But I did my best.
They're doing now has got this little electronic thing you stick in the bell of the trumpet, and it's just kind of fake sounding to me. Of course, being a trumpet player, I would naturally prefer the real thing. But I heard one time a guy was speaking, and the guy was right beside him holding his trumpet, and the thing fell out of his trumpet on the ground and started playing, and just stuff like that's rinky dink.
I mean, taps is hard. Yeah, I'm sure it's quite decent. Anyway, I hear about that. Go ahead, Fred.
K4RM Mobile. Well, good morning, Phil. I did not know that your father had passed. Send my condolences as well. I knew the last time we talked that it was getting close, so I guess I'm not surprised, but so you've already had the service there. But we'll continue to keep you folks in our prayers and thoughts. Go ahead, Phil.
Father is stronger than we thought. And so she's going to have some adjusting to do. But it was good we had a long time to say goodbye. It wasn't like something sudden. So makes it a little bit easier. But I got to wrangle today with the SCDOT. They're not doing some things that we agreed to. And so I'm going to go in as Mr. Nice Guy. I hope I can leave as Mr. Nice Guy.
There must be some history there. I would say, well, you know, be as polite as you can. You know, honey's better than vinegar, so I'm having a turn here. So try that first.
Oh, yeah, I got this far being nice, so I'm going to play it out and hope it works. Anyway, I'm about to work. Fred, good to hear you, and Bill, too. And Bill, splash around a little bit extra in there for me, and tell him that's for me. We'll see y'all later. I'll be listening for both your finals, W4. Never give up.
You have a good day, as good as it can be. It's a pretty day, so maybe that'll help. Go ahead, Fred.
Good day. Good to hear you, and we'll talk real soon. W4NGU, K4RM Mobile. Well, I'll get close to the office, Bill, maybe two or three more overs, and then I'll be signed out. But I hope the pool water is inviting this morning. I'm sure it will be. That's always good for the body.
Yeah. Well, talking about losses, I told you that you had been, one of my best friends, you know, I had two dogs, but Sarge, I had to put him down about a week ago. And tell you what, I haven't felt like doing anything. It's probably the first day I felt way like myself, I guess that's the way to put it. And I'd had him 14 years, and he's just, you know, used to having old Sarge around, he's gone.
I know what you mean. I hate to hear that. We've got two yellow labs. One is 13 years old, and his son is 4 years old, who's with us. But the 13-year-old, he's going downhill. I don't know. You know, it's not imminent. I don't know how much long he's going to have. He's beginning to show problems with his legs and hips.
You know, that's what happens. You know, just enjoy him as long as you can. I'm sure he's had a good life. Y'all treat your dogs really well. I knew, you know, for over years, he's just progressively been getting worse. Till the point last week, they had to feed him by hand. He didn't even want to get up to his bowl. And that's one thing he always did, is like to eat. I knew it was time. And he was like that. He got arthritis really bad. He got where he's 90% blind and 100% deaf. And he was really, the arthritis was really bothering him. At some point, when the quality of life's not good, you have to do something. And that's what happened. But it sure doesn't make it any easier.
It doesn't, and we'll be facing that with ours sometime down the road. It might be, you know, a while. We just don't know. It's hard to judge. But anyway, changing the subject, I guess Bob's in Pigeon Forge, huh?
Weekend. I talked to him a few days ago on the phone. He says probably only half the people are there this time than last year, and it was down a little bit even then. I think with all these, with inflation and change of management, and it's just, you know, it's getting harder to get speakers. You know, I don't know what's going to become of that convention.
Would be down for all those reasons you mentioned. And, you know, maybe they might have to make adjustments or whatever. But anyway, I hope they have a good time regardless. I just pulled up at the office, so I'm going to bid you a pleasant day. And hope to see you real soon. And you take care. Drive safely on in. We'll talk later. N4IQ, this is K4RM Mobile.
Pulled in the white lines here. You have a great day. And enjoy the weather if you can get outside a little bit. And, they'll figure out something about the convention. 73 is N4IQ, QRT.
KO4NUE, KO4NUE, KZ4TMA. KZ4TMA Mobile and Monitoring.
And 4ZLK Mobile.
How are you doing this morning?
Well, I hope you are. I haven't heard you in a while.
Not too much lately. Just, end of summer we had some travels, which were nice. And then, of course, beginning of the school year, I've got young kids, so, you know. Beginning of the school year means back to extracurricular activities. And on top of that, we're about to move. I may have told you at some point, but we're moving across town. I'm in Greenville, just moving to the northeast side of Greenville from the south side. So So yeah, just busy. But anyway, how you been doing? What's going on for you?
We're planning on moving. I wasn't sure when that was going to happen. I wish you well in that. I'm doing well. Just headed into work this morning. Another beautiful day outside.
Yeah, it's really beautiful. I don't know what it is about, you know, when it rains, it pours. But on top of the move and all the logistics, our AC went out at the house this morning. The house we live in right now, not the new house. But I was like, well, beautiful day. Just open all the windows. We're fine. One less thing to worry about, at least for this morning, and kick the can down the road and deal with the AC in another day or two. But yeah, we're fixing to move. We're going to be in this new place in a couple weeks here, and I'm heading there right now to check on a few things and drop off some stuff that our builder needs. Like, you know, we're getting down to some final things like the exterior floodlights and the front door lock and all just that kind of stuff, dropping off some of that for him.
Had your house built. I bet that was an experience.
I'm not brave enough to do that. No, but it was a substantial renovation. You know, it started with, all right, this is great. We'll just redo the kitchen and bathrooms. And then, all right, you know what? Actually, let's paint everything. And, okay, we should paint the outside. And, yeah, if you're going to paint that, you should probably remove that rusty floodlight. And, you know what? Let's get a new front door. So it was a substantial renovation, but certainly not a full build.
Well, that can be just as time-consuming and frustrating, too, replacing things instead of starting from scratch. But I'm glad it's all coming together. I hope everything goes well in the final days.
Yeah, it is. We're pretty pleased. And you're right. I mean, when you build, you know it's a lot, but you know what you're dealing with. When you renovate, you never know what you're going to find. But it's always kind of a fun mystery in some ways, figuring out who did what when. But thankfully we didn't have too many big surprises. So, hey, in your line of work, when a day is beautiful, how do you get to enjoy it? You roll around with the windows down, or you just spend a little more time at each delivery, just soaking it in?
You know, it depends on how cool it is outside, whether I have the windows down. When I drove the smaller package cars, obviously we didn't have AC, so those doors were always open. You know, it's nice. It's a nice change when it's been rainy for several days or cloudy. There's just nothing like, you know, fresh, crisp, cool, clear air. And, you know, after a while, that kind of gets old, and rain can feel good for a few days. So it goes back and forth. We're such fickle creatures. You know how that is.
It's true. But I've got an office, just a desk job. I work from home. So I try to get my other side out by tinkering on my car. So anytime it rains, I'm frustrated because I can't go work on my car between Zoom calls or something like that. But yeah, I hear you. Hey, I got a question. Sorry, I'm going to repeat a recycle real quick. CMA. Hey, you might have heard me trying to call Chad. Do you know, I think it's Chad who runs the Tuesday night discussion group after the formal portion of the net. Am I right about that, Dina?
I think it's still going on. I don't know for sure. I haven't been able to check into it on Tuesday nights lately. I know at one time that was happening.
HKX.
Talking to Gary, who, I think Gary is still he still does the Wednesday night swap net. And he reminded me that there's still the Tuesday night discussion. It's almost impossible for me. I can almost never get on that time of night. Again, just with young kids. But if it is Tuesday and if that's still happening, I was going to see if I could jump on sometime soon. I'm at a stage where it'd be fun to get on a group and ask some questions again. So anyway, I'll figure it out. Or maybe I'll just join on Tuesday and figure it out straightforward.
I'm in there. He doubled with you at the beginning. But go ahead, Patrick.
Well, you know, it's still going on. They just haven't had anybody hang around for questions afterwards. So, Simon, if you can get in there, I'm sure they'll hang around with you.
Yeah, good to hear from you. Hope you're doing all right. All right, good to know. And, yeah, I can solve that problem pretty quickly if there's a shortage of questions. The only question is if I can just get on at 9 p.m. on a Tuesday. But if I can make that work with kids, sure, I can solve that problem. All right, well, thanks, Patrick. And Shane, good to hear from you. I'm already here, and I'm going to run in just because I have to drop stuff before I
get to my day job. Good to hear from both of you. Sorry not to get to chat with you long, Patrick. Hope you're doing well. KZ4DMA, I'll be here during the finals. Hope you all have a good day.
I hear you this morning. You have a good day. KZ4TMA, N4ZLK. Go ahead, Patrick.
Simon, good to talk to you this morning. Sorry I wasn't more, but I was listening, just trying to get to my next stop. Traffic's hectic out here this morning. And Shane, good morning to you.
Don't tell me it's hectic out there. I haven't hit the traffic yet.
There's a bad wreck up on 290. And it's got traffic, everybody going somewhere other than that. So hopefully it calms down here for too much longer.
Worse on a Thursday and Friday, though, traffic picks up dramatically for some reason. I'm sure you've noticed that.
Noticed it. But, Shane, I'm going to say 7-3s for right now. I'm at my next stop, so I'm going to run in here and try to get it done and take care of it and move on to the next one. You be safe on out there today, and I'll talk to you on down the log. KO4HKX, I'll be clear.
Have a good day. I'll talk to you later. Yeah, of course, best day.